بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الترهيب من ترك الجمعة لغير عذر. This chapter warns against leaving out the Jumu'ah Salah without a valid excuse. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لقوم يتخلفون عن الجمعة لقد هممت أن آمر رجلا يصلي بالناس ثم أحرق على رجال يتخلفون عن الجمعة بيوتهم. This is a hadith of Muslim Sharif narrated by Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a certain group of people that were not attending the Jumu'ah Salah and keeping themselves away, that I have intended to instruct a man to perform the Salah in my place, and then I would go and burn the houses of those people that remain behind from the Jumu'ah Salah. A very, very stern warning. And similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the same thing for those men that perform their salah in their homes and abandon attending the salah in jamaat in the masjid. In the words of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu himself, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained certain actions that are complete guidance through and through. And attending the Jamaat Salah in the Masjid in general is from the Sunanul Huda. And if we are going to leave out the Sunanul Huda, these actions of guidance, he said, you will definitely go astray. So from all the Salahs, you know the Jumaat Salah has a special position. And if a person is going to be neglecting the Jumaat Salah, then not much of his deen will be left, and it will be very easy for him to in fact go astray and lose his deen in totality. Therefore we find in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ أَنْ وَدْعِهِمِ الْجُمُعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. That those people that are leaving out the Jumu'ah Salah should desist and stop from this action. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a seal over their hearts. And then they will be from the ghafileen, the unmindful. And Allah ta'ala doesn't give guidance to a person, like the Quran says, summun bukmun umyun, deaf, dumb and blind. They can't see the wrong that they are doing. They can't see the abyss of sin that they are falling into, and how a person will disgrace himself in this world and the greater disgrace that will await him in the akhirat. We need the nur of hidayah to move in this world, to be guided, not to fall into sin, not to fall into disrepute and into disgrace. How we find a person is ending up, what a position he is in. He had everything and then he started gambling, or he started drugging, or he joined the wrong crowd and he lost everything. How many times we see this? If Allah Ta'ala doesn't guide a person, then there is no end to the pit that he can fall into, and then he won't even know how to come out and how to come back and increase his position or his respect in society once again. So here one of the actions that can cause this is a person is neglectful of the Jumu'ah Salah and leaving out Jumu'ah Salah. In this day and age also, unfortunately, we have found that certain people feel that they can just take turns. We have went into certain areas. People, they are so much involved in business that they take turns to perform Jumu'ah Salah. So this is not becoming of a Muslim. Ourselves also coming late for the Jumu'ah Salah to the point where we are missing the khutbah, or when the khutbah is on, this is totally wrong. We should make a point of coming early for the Jumu'ah Salah and make sure that we are not neglectful and we don't miss the Jumu'ah Salah. And in particular, the total 14 rakats of Jumu'ah Salah, we should perform all those rakats. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.